on Gobstoppers Arcade. Written by Alexandra Adornetto and read by Matilda Reed.
So how come you're living down here? Millie asked.
We are not living here, the bear corrected her kindly. We are in hiding. The worst part is that we don't know exactly what we are hiding from. The arcade has been taken over. We escaped as soon as we suspected something was wrong, before we could be locked away as part of an exhibit.
What makes you think anything is wrong at all? Asked Ernest. Is it possible that Mr. Von Gobstopper has just gone home and put others in charge of running the arcade?
That would be an entirely plausible conclusion if we didn't know Mr. Von Gobstopper better, Theo reflected.
He would never abandon us,
Captain Pluck said indignantly.
Something is very wrong, added Pascal, tearing up again.
Theo gave the children a serious look.
We're hoping you'll help us determine what that something is.
They were interrupted by the crunch of wheels on gravel, audible even in the Resistance's underground headquarters.
The bus!
Exclaimed Ernest.
Captain Pluck will escort you out, Theo announced. We don't want to cause you any more trouble. Please come and see us again soon if you can.
How do we let you know we're coming?
There's no need. We'll know when you get here. Wait at the opening in the wall and use the password.
But we don't know the password, Millie said.
Of course you don't. How remiss of me.
It's peppered pancakes.
Ernest had already shouldered his pack, keen to return to the driveway and the bus in the hope that a rapid return might lessen the scolding they were bound to receive from Miss McCaw. Millie, however, the more instinctive of the pair, sensed there was something the toys were holding back.
Is there anything else you can tell us? She asked. Anything else not quite right?
There is one thing, the bear said hesitantly.
He stole a glance at the others to ensure he had their approval to proceed. They gave almost imperceptible nods.
On three occasions now, there has been what we call a roundup in the arcade, he told them, during which certain toys are taken down to the basement for repairs, perhaps five or six at a time.
What's strange about that? Asked Ernest. Toys must need maintenance.
Theo fixed him with a grim look.
That is true, Ernest.
We do.
Only in these instances, not a single toy taken for maintenance has ever come back.